Amazon.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So what's the buzz inside our backyards, in and around them, let's say? How about inside our homes and when we're outside talking to the neighbors? Some of it has to do with what's happening in Washington and the budget, because people want to know, my taxes, are they going up? Am I going to lose my Social Security in the future? Am I not going to get the Social Security? Am I going to see a cutback in Medicare, Medicaid, all that kind of good stuff? Middle America, the heart and soul of the country, not the 1%. They're not worried. They're not buying lottery tickets and saying, this is my retirement. They got the do-re-mi. It's the people in the middle, and truly in the middle, that are concerned, right? So whenever you talk about taxes, I mean, you have to remember, when you say taxes and you say we're going to go after just the wealthiest, really? Can we see that written in blood? Because they always say that, and then the taxes go up for everybody. I know somebody that's moving out of their house. They make a decent wage. Their spouse makes an okay wage, too. The reason they're moving out of their house, their taxes went sky high because people started to move in and build mini McMansions. So the taxes went up. It became even more desirable to live there. And now they're basically booted out. Hopefully they get a good deal on their house. That's the thing, because the housing market is very strange. You would think someone would buy up the property, so that perhaps would help them, but now they have to go out and buy something else, and it was a family house that had been handed down and again and again and again and again, and they just couldn't stay there because the taxes were sky high. And see, this is the other problem. You talk about taxes and income taxes, and right in the heart of the time when they're due for so many people. And the problem is, how much are you paying for food? How much are you paying for everything else in your life? How much are you paying for gas? Let's just say food and gas and clothing. Too much. Too much is the answer. I went to the grocery store today. What did I get? A little bit of steak, a little bit of chicken, a bunch of vegetables. I didn't think I had that many things in the cart. There's one other person I married, so that's two people. And I think it was $100. It was $100 with the little cheesy card they make you use because you think you're getting the fake discount. But if you don't have the cheesy card, the grocery card, then it costs you even more. I think all of you can relate to that because you're all feeling the same thing. So the Prez decides he's going to take a whack, of course, at the deficit and the budget. This is what everybody's talking about on the Hill. This is what the problem was last week and the possibility of closing down the government. But, of course, it didn't happen. So the president talked about $4 trillion. I love these numbers. I'll just put it simplistically. $4 trillion over 12 years. $4 trillion. Now, here's a couple of things. One, the problem with the $4 trillion over 12 years is what? How far away it is. 12 years. How old are we all going to be 12 years from now? Think about it. And then these reductions. But it's the same thing that others are doing. All these proposals that are up there, they're not solved. They're not done. The riddle isn't over until at least a decade. Hey, come on. I'm going to say it again. Here's part of the solution. Go through the government agencies and find out where there's duplication. I know several people who work for the government who tell me there are 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs in their departments around the country where everybody's doing the same thing. And the people you're talking about, 40,000, 50,000, even higher wages they're making. So it's not 4 or 5 people. It could be way more than that. They think that the government should audit itself in some of its departments. You could certainly save money there and take a little bit of a cut, just like everybody else has had to do. How many people who are working wherever have been asked not, they don't get a raise, they don't get a cost of living increase, whatever it is? A lot of people. So the president is definitely butting heads with the Republicans specifically on a few things. You know, one, the big one is the taxes for the rich, the richest people. That Obama wants to end the Bush tax credits, or tax cuts on families who make more than $250,000 a year. So here's what he said about tax cuts. He likened it why he didn't really need them and somebody else who's quite wealthy didn't need them. Listen to what he said.
I say that at a time when the tax burden on the wealthy is at its lowest level in half a century, the most fortunate among us can afford to pay a little more. I don't need another tax cut. Warren Buffett doesn't need another tax cut.
Warren Buffett says he would pay more, so he would probably agree with the president on that. Of course, he wouldn't agree with how the country's being run into the ground, how it got here in the first place. But here's the problem. The corporations and what they're going to be taxed, not just the individual. So when the corporations are being asked to take a 10% jump or being told they're going to get a 10% jump more, that's when you see the jobs go overseas and all that sort of stuff. Look at the big companies. In fact, there was just a flurry of stories done on this a couple of weeks ago. The Cisco, for example, a technology company, they have a lot of their offices based in other countries, Costa Rica, for one, because they don't have to pay as much money. And with the taxes, and they say they don't mind paying taxes, they don't mind even paying a chunk of them, but they refuse to pay the highest around. They're not going to pay 35%. So then that means the little people do get screwed over in the end because they lose the jobs. The people who need the jobs and they can't become an entrepreneur based on having no money and these fabulous ideas and who's going to bankroll them, because try getting a loan. So they have to work for the corporation. The corporations go away. They get smaller, less job opportunities. So you get it. You understand where the concern over the taxes comes. Forget the individual thing. Okay, so Warren Buffett personally will pay more taxes. It's not about that. It's about the corporations and what they do when they get squeezed even more on taxation. That's when they look to put their facilities in other places, and they don't pay the kind of money they'd have to pay at 35%. All right, I want to say that in a way we're kind of going to the dogs here in this country, aren't we? I think I hear some dogs in the background somewhere. And they were roaming around this studio. I don't know why. Yes. Later this hour, when you hear the dogs, if you're the first person to call in and say, I want the dog book, you will get a copy of Your Dog, The Owner's Manual. It's written by Dr. Marty Becker. He's coming on the show. And I'm very excited about it. The reason why is because I know a lot of people have dogs out there, and he's kind of the rival guy to the dog whisperer. Rival guy in a way. I love the way he talks and how he teaches people how to work with animals. He's been on all the morning shows and on Dr. Oz and whatnot. So the next time you hear the dogs, call in and say, I want a copy of the book. We'll be giving them away for the next couple weeks, but we're going to give one away if you're the caller, if you're one of those callers. All right, we have a lot of people that want to chime in here. Casey and Sam and David, I think you're going to have to hang through. Harry Rinker, ooh, he's going to tell us what it's worth next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
All right, ain't that a kick in the head? Waiting in the wings in our virtual green room to join us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is my old pal Harry Rinker. He can tell you what your stuff is worth. You ever see the Antique Roadshow? He's kind of like that on the radio, but even better, he is the guru of things collectibles. So let me throw out the digits. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, we haven't talked to you in a long time. How the heck are you?
Well, I'm doing great. The reason we didn't talk in March was that I was involved in packing up the school. Now I sold the school in Veracruz, and I got 35,000 things I got to get rid of. And I don't know what happened. I got caught up in that and getting packed for that. And before I know it, the time had gone by. But I said, no, this is terrible. I like getting together with Kate. So I circled the calendar this month and next month and the month after that for the second and fourth Thursday mornings to make sure that I'm here and available. So, and I'm doing good. The move to Michigan has gone very well. We're starting to unpack things. That's great.
Harry, let me ask you. You sound like you're out in the wilderness. You're all over the place. It's going. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am.
I understand.
Yeah, I apologize about that. In fact, it's funny you should say that because here I am in Pennsylvania again, getting ready to go to work at the school tomorrow and get ready to pack up and some more stuff.
Some more stuff from the school to get ready to move it. Well, we're having a dickens of a time hearing you, so I think what we should do.
I'll tell you what. Let me see if I can find. I'm at my son-in-law's home here. Let me see if I can find a regular phone.
Okay.
Now you know the only problem with that is Grandpa just has to find this stuff. All right. Here's the good news. I found the TV control. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me.
You're gonna call us back.
Okay. Sorry. Hang in there.
All right.
About that.
So you love this. People listening to us in China and the UK, you thought you had bad coverage. Jack Down Under, you sound like you were kind of all over the place. Let's see how Harry sounds.
Okay, let me call you back.
He's going to call us back. Yeah, we got to have good quality here on America Tonight because we've got some, we've spread our wings, and boy, we're blowing and going on the show. And I want to give a big shout out to all of our fabulous affiliates and some of the new ones that are going to jump on, including WMEL and the Space Coast. Boy, there's been a lot of news there lately, people talking about the last couple of shuttles and also the fact that the shuttles that are going to get mothballed, the fact that you can see them in other places like Virginia, like Los Angeles, and shockingly, a big story was written, and I didn't really think about it. I had a cousin who worked at the Johnson Space Center, but one of the places that got, I guess, stiffed is Houston, because there's not going to be a shuttle in Houston. I wasn't surprised about the Smithsonian. That completely makes sense that the Smithsonian would have the Discovery, too. It'd be fun to see that. They've got a big place for it. And, boy, if you know the Smithsonian, you know how the Air and Space Museum and all that stuff is spread out. And it'd be very cool, I think, if you go to D.C., once it's up there, to go and check it out. And another one of the space shuttles, I talked about this on a previous show, is going to be on the Intrepid, one of my favorite places to go when I'm in New York City. A giant aircraft carrier, has everything you can imagine, from the Concorde to a submarine to all kinds of airplanes from various battles. And it's the aircraft. It's the Intrepid. And I think it's one of the coolest aircraft carriers I've ever been on. I've been on a couple of them. And just the fact that you can see all that history, it's a great place, I think, to take kids. But even sans kids, you'd find it interesting. It's like walking in through a history book of aviation. You know, let's put it that way. Coming up a little bit later on this show, we have another edition of We Can Count. And boy, are there a lot of numbers out there floating around. Not just the numbers that have to deal with the budget. A couple of others, too, as well, including some of the things that are happening outside of the Beltway. Yeah, believe it or not, there's some other people that are talking about mo money, including, and I'll give you this one here from the get-go, Kobe Bryant got slammed with a little bit of a fine, although for Kobe Bryant, not much money. You're talking about $100,000 that he has to pay for a slur against a ref. He made a gay slur, so boom, immediately the NBA fined him. That's like 10 cents for Kobe. But the fact that he was called out on it is a pretty big deal. And this is a huge, huge story, not just in the world of sports, but when it comes to steroid use. Barry Bonds found guilty. Going 4 days into deliberations, boy, you knew that had to be bad. So it's funny, Harry Rinker is back now with us. Harry, I was just talking that Barry Bonds was found guilty on one count. So what would his rookie card be worth?
The whole market and bond stuff has collapsed. You know,
really?
It's fascinating to see this. You know, Sammy Sosa is another one. Remember Sammy?
Yeah.
He's not going to get in the Hall of Fame either. You know, the tragedy is that these guys were such great natural athletes, and if they would have just stayed away from this garbage and just did their thing, they probably would have made the Hall of Fame. But the thing about it is that there was such pressure. But the sports collectible people are very, very on to this type of stuff. I mean, remember when Mark McGwire's balls, the ones that he had sold for $1 million a piece?
Yeah.
And of course, what are they worth today?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tragedy, really. But the sports world is very unforgiving for that type of stuff, and it does affect the cards. I mean, the thing that right now is that the sports market, Kate, is hotter than heck. You know, even for contemporary players, auction companies like Heritage Galleries in Dallas and Legendary Auctions in Chicago are selling stuff at premium prices, even modern stuff. I'm astonished how much it's bringing, what kind of investments people are making in this type of stuff. But it's all the pre-drug era people. or pre-steroid.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. All the older guys versus some of the newer guys, that like Roger Clemens is another example. He's got a trial coming up here soon, so sure.
Yep, makes sense. Yep.
In jumping from sports to sticking with, rather, with sports memorabilia, I had somebody named Hal that wanted me to ask you this question, and I thought it was a good one. We talked about this once a very long time ago. He wanted to ask about preserving signatures and what kind of pen you should have an athlete sign a ball or a football or any of that kind of stuff with.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you have an old ink pen, and not a ballpoint pen, but an old-fashioned ink pen, that's the ideal thing. What happened was the modern ballpoint inks are probably okay. I mean, just an ordinary big pen would probably work. The tragedy was that back in the 60s, there was an ink pen, a ballpoint ink pen, that had a bluish ink that fades over time. And I've seen a whole series of balls signed out in the 60s and 70s where the signatures have virtually faded off of the ball. I mean, it's astonishing to see it. And as a result, the things are simply just, disappearing. Now, when you have that, we try to tell people that you have to be real careful with buying these modern cases. You know, you want to make sure that they're acid-free plastic. And you need to watch the ball. A lot of people don't understand that sunlight and light itself is a bleach, and that's also part of the problem. So they put these things out of display cases, and they have a highlight on them, or they have them near a window. When you get a signed ball, you've got to keep it in kind of a shaded area or even for some of the better signed balls, wrap them up in tissue paper, put them in a drawer. I realize it doesn't get you a lot of looking at them, but it does at least protect them somewhat.
Yeah, good advice. Hey, Harry, tell everybody, so next time around you're going to join us in another 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you can call in. We'll give you big reminders, but also people can send you a photograph of their stuff, and we can talk about that
with
the mailbag.
Right, we would love to get some letters in the American Night mailbag. My email address is harrylrinker@aol.com, just my full name, harrylrinker@aol.com. If you have a question, start out your question with, "I listen to you on American Night." Give us the name of your station, then I'll put that on the American Night mailbag, and then when we talk in 2 weeks, Kate, we'll select some of the better questions and answer them.
All right, that sounds good. Harry, good luck with the rest of that move. Thanks so much for joining us here on ATN, as always.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, so remember, he'll be back in 2 weeks. He really is. If you Google Harry's name, you'll understand. He's written probably 25 books. He knows all about things from, I mean, anything really you collect, from salt and pepper shakers, Waterford crystals, Civil War guns, sports, collectibles, anything, name it, and he can talk about it. He's so fun to chat with. Odds and Ends next.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We're getting ready to head into another weekend. Phew, thank goodness. We're through hump day. Now it's stretch drive. You can see it. The weekend's almost here. All right, let's take a whole bunch of people waiting in the wings. David in Texas, thanks for your patience. David, what's up, man?
Hey, Ms. President Kate Delaney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. By the way, you ever get to New York, you ought to get TJ, a.k.a. Live Coverage, to give you a tour of New York. He's a pretty cool guy. He'd take real good care of you.
TJ, Live Coverage, is he in the biz?
No. He's
somebody that's on the Pal Talk thing.
Yeah, he's one of the Pal Talk people, and he's an admin in PNN.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Real good guy. Let's see. I wanted to talk about fuel, but you brought so many topics up since then. I'm going to be brief about the fuel. I think it's a crock that they are making it where it's going to be $5 a gallon by the end of the year, if not before. People are going to crime is going to go up if that keeps happening. And it's all it's doing is putting more money into the rich people's hands and none into trickling down into the middle guy or the poor people's hands.
Yeah.
It's going to make the middle people poor. And if you look at it, they're trying to squeeze the middle class completely out, where it's either rich or poor, back to pre-Civil War days.
No, and that's scary. Nobody
yes,
in between.
It
it's scary.
And then you said something about the budget.
Yeah.
And the deficit and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The government's going to help out all these big businesses, because it's supposedly good business to help these large people out, like the automotive companies. There's only one company that did not take any money from the United States, or from us, the taxpayers, any bailout, and that was Ford. And they're doing very well right now. I would buy a Ford over anything in the world right now because they did not take a
they didn't take
bailout.
The handout. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't take the bailout from them. I don't care how people trash Ford. They did not take a handout, so they'll have my business till the day they put me in the ocean after charcoaling me.
What? I agree with you. Somebody told me the other day, I'll tell you what they said. They said, you know what, looking at stocks, you might think about Ford. I think it's under $15 for a share of Ford, but they're an up-and-comer. Once the market bounces back around, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you.
Well, if it bounces back around, pardon my way of saying this, but the alien from the other planet that's in the Oval Office right now, because he's obviously not paying attention to what we're telling, what the American people are saying,
right?
And neither are the people in Congress, the ones that are trying to up the limit on the spending,
right?
Debt. You know, if they're going to do that, every last American, no matter if they got good credit or not, a bad credit or somewhere in between, they ought to go file bankruptcy. I've considered it. The way things keep going, I've considered saying, you know what, if all these other big companies can do it, and the federal government's trying to do it, and trying to scare the American people by saying we're going to shut down. Because we can't get a balanced budget, I think the American people ought to go file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Why can't they give us a bailout? Why don't they give us a bailout, David? You're right. Ooh, you lost your job. Sorry. You did everything you're supposed to do. Let's give you a bailout.
What is it,
right.
Chapter 13 that you don't have to pay anything back and you don't lose anything?
Yeah.
Okay, the only thing that I would have to pay back is the federal student loans that I have.
You would have to pay them back.
Yeah, I would have to pay them back. There's no way I could file Chapter 13 till I'm blue in the face, and I would still have to pay the federal student loans back.
You're right. You're right.
There's no way around that. I'm not like everybody else. I think mine's like $6,500.
Right, yeah, that's not bad. But boy, people have it where it's like $100,000, $150,000, crazy amounts.
Oh, I know somebody right now who's a certified public accountant. He's got, I don't know how many associate's degrees and master's degrees, okay? He's still going to school.
Yeah.
He's teaching school and going to school at the same time, plus he's working a full-time job.
Mm.
And that's how much school federal debt he's in.
Wow.
As far as school loans.
Right.
And let's see, there was one other thing that you were talking about. It was after the federal deficit. What was that other one?
About the 6-year-old girl being frisked by the TSA. I mentioned
did
that.
Did you notice it was a guy that was doing that?
Yes. They videotaped it. They were smart.
Exactly.
They videotaped it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Right there. They could go and take TSA and take them to the cleaners because it's supposed to be same sex.
Well, but yeah, that was a mistake.
If you remember it, TSA said it's going to be same sex, not opposite sex. And it doesn't matter if it's an adult or child. And they had some guy patting this girl down. I think, if you ask me, I think you ought to be charged with put in jail and have to register as a sex offender for that.
I think what the TSA is going to say, he's just doing his job, and we're going to, they already said this, we're reexamining our policies and all that stuff, but I agree with you, absolutely ridiculous. David, man, keep bringing it. Thanks for the call. We're going to slide from David to Casey in Washington. Hey, Casey, how are you doing?
Hey, Kate Mulaney, I'm doing all right.
Good deal.
So, I don't really have a question, but a story, but to collaborate a little bit with you. You were talking about oil and taxes, correct?
Yeah.
I missed what you were talking about oil.
When I was talking about oil, I had somebody on from the Institute for Energy Research, and we were talking about the fact of some of the oil lies that you hear There's 9 right. million people that are in the industry that could be drilling, but, of course, they're not drilling in the Gulf.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. That's all I need to know. I just needed a brief, like, what you were talking. Well, okay, what I wanted to tell you was a little story. Well, I'm having the opportunity to talk to you on your show, and I'm taking the opportunity, actually, because I feel like it's my duty. But I met an oil worker, a facility that I was in, which was a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I took time to talk to him, but you wouldn't imagine this oil worker, what he would actually look like, how I met him. He was actually in a wheelchair with both of his legs missing.
Mm.
Also, his right arm was missing. Mm. And he was from Hungary. So he didn't know English very well, but he did tell me he was an oil worker because I asked what kind of work he did. We actually talked 2 days in a row. I didn't get his whole story, but you could see it looking in his eyes. It's like, you know, if you were walking down a town that just went through a war, some kind of Great Depression, you're looking on the streets at kids who are hungry and they need water and they're downtrodden. This guy had those eyes, and I felt for his country. I felt for him. But it's just, I wanted to point out to you, because there's a whole lot of listeners listening right now. I hope they can see that. It's not all glamorous. These oil workers, the people they put to work, actually work very hard, and they can get hurt. They cannot make as much money.
Oh yeah, the guys on the rigs. Oh, absolutely. I see where you're going with that. Oh, the risk they take. Yeah, even if they make decent money, which they can make decent money, the long hours, like you said, the risk that they take. Oh, absolutely. They're not the suit guys that are driving around in the Ferraris. No.
No, a lot of them like
their work, Casey, and even they know the risk, but they have mouths to feed. This is what they know. This is what they do. They grew up in a family of wildcatters, for example.
I looked up the history of Hungary and some of the people that lived there, and it's a poor country.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for looking for something that would want them to make money.
Sure.
And, you know, when I saw the man leave, when we parted ways, they took him off to another wing of the facility. I never saw him again, but his name was Janos from Hungary, and I hope that, you know,
I hope he's doing better.
I hope he's fine and okay, but, you know, I saw the depressing side of
what the business is.
It was a bummer to see.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, it sounded like it. I wonder what his accident happened. I mean, I wonder what happened to him. Casey, thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. You take care. And we were talking about oil, not so much about what could happen to you if you're on a drilling rig. We didn't talk about anything about that. We talked about the fact that we're kind of being lied to. Not kind of. We are being lied to when it comes to oil. I mean, forget about how much the profits are or any of that kind of stuff, just the whole job thing and how much of it is foreign business. It's like the president meeting in Brazil because, okay, so that we can get the oil there. And then the problem is we have a lot of oil workers out who want to be working, who want to be paying their mortgages and paying their kids' tuition or whatever it is. Whatever they use their disposable incomes for, and so many of them are out of work. Remember what happened in the Gulf with the oil spill? That really, really crippled a lot of families. I mean, we know that because that happened last April and went all the way through that whole saga really till October. And there are a lot of places where they still aren't drilling. That's why Governor Jindal from Louisiana and Senator Mary Landrieu, they were so upset because, trust me, what happens in Louisiana, they need the oil revenue because they're getting a lot of it, and they know their people certainly depend on it. All right, we're going to take some more here on the flip side on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Why is it music from the 70s like this? It just makes you kind of bounce around. I mean, even if you're like 23 years old, I've seen kids kind of crank this up in the car. You know those songs that you crank up? And it's not normally something I'm sure they listen to. They're listening to like Neon Trees. You know the group Neon Trees? I like Neon Trees. But so I'd be listening to that. But anyway, it's just weird. Whenever I hear that song, I think, wow, that's a song that just goes through the generations. Speaking of going through the generations, boy, that's what's happening with the deficit, isn't it? Pretty soon it's the great-great-grandchildren that will also have it on their backs to pay back all of the bad debt, because it's bad debt. That's what we're in that territory. No ifs, ands, or about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, like we said, that's the name of the show. We bounce around, as you can tell. We've talked a lot about money and Obama's speech and what he had to say. In fact, let's get some more react to that. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor, sir. What's up?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard that Obama's going to make you rich people start paying your fair share.
You think I'm rich? Are you kidding?
Sure, you fly all over the country. So.
Yeah, doing remotes for people who pay for the remotes. Yeah.
Make all you rich people start paying your fair share.
Okay.
I'm all for that. So we'll be out of debt for too long. But
you gotta be a rich person. Every time I talk to you, you're working.
Yeah, I have to. Maybe they'll let us poor people have a tax break. Don't have to pay any.
Well, see, the problem with the tax break scenario is the corporate side of the taxes. Because what do you think is going to happen when a corporation has to pay more taxes?
Well,
they're going to let people go.
You know, he campaigned with a pretty good ideal if they want their tax breaks, they have to bring their jobs back over here in America, which you should stick to that.
Well, then they should I agree with you. Then they should do that. Say to somebody like Cisco or some of the 10,000 other companies that have done that, okay, so here's the deal. Close down what you have going on overseas, and now we will push the taxes down for your company. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, bring our washing machine companies back and our car parts back and everything back.
Yeah.
They want their tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, they can still tax them what they at the regular rate or raise them up on them, so they'd be kind of thinking about coming back. So. But I see old Fox News dropped one of your co-host Glenn Beck. Got rid of that crackpot, I guess.
Yeah, Glenn Beck gone. He was talking about doing his own thing, so maybe that was part of it. There's been a lot of switcheroos. Then there's all that stuff about Katie Kirk is going to be out of the evening news, and she tanked the ratings and whatever, and she's going to do her own talk show, and Matt Lauer might be part of the talk show, and Regis Philbin might do his own talk show. It's like musical chairs.
Well, there you go. Get your resume in.
That's right. Call him up right now. I'm taking it. I want his place. Please, give me a chance. Actually, I've been on Fox News as a guest before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been a guest before. It's been a while.
Who's
I was on
the
O'Reilly's show.
Oh.
You did not know. Things you did not know about Kate.
Something I knew.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Well, there you go. You're experienced, so you know how to do it. So.
All right, Rick. Get back to the salt mines. Yes, I'll get them ready. Get back to the salt mines. You got to earn that money. Thanks for the call. All right, we're quickly going to take a couple more. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple more. But I think I hear the dogs in the background. Does anyone else hear this? Yeah. So here's the scoop. If you call in right now and talk to Donovan, you will get a copy, the first person in, of Your Dog. It's the owner's manual by Dr. Marty Becker. He's like the new guy who's excellent. He's the Dog Whisperer Part 2, I guess. But anyway, he's coming on the show, so they said, why don't you give some books away? And I said, sure, I'll give some books away. Because I've seen him a couple of times on Good Morning America and a few other shows, and I thought he was good. Trust me, I hardly ever watch any of those morning shows. So I'm flipping around, and I stop, and I watch somebody, they're good. He was good. He was funny, and he'll be funny on the air with us. And sometimes we have to lighten the load. And I know many of you own dogs, love dogs. So here's your chance to have a free book shipped to you, brand new. It's like a best-selling book. It's rising up the New York Times bestseller list. Your Dog, The Owner's Manual, Dr. Marty Becker. So call and talk to Donovan at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
Hey, I'm actually not working tonight. You're not going to believe that, so.
Yeah, off, you're chilling, you're relaxing.
You know, I had to, a couple weeks ago, I had a EKG done and something came up wrong, so I had to go down and have a bunch of testing done on my heart today. And
are you okay?
Nurses say I'm okay, but everything's fine. But, you know, I don't think they can tell you really the truth. So I see the cardiologist tomorrow, but I had to take a day and a half off for it. Really sucks, you know. So, but I hate breaking my rhythm, you know, Kate? So
I know, I understand.
I want to tell you something, Kate. By the way, Bonds got convicted of, he didn't get convicted on the perjury charges, but he can, obstruction of justice.
I talked about that, so they say maybe 10 years or a home confinement.
How long?
10 years is a possibility. He won't get that. But he could get home confinement for however many years, so he'll probably have one of those ankle bracelets at least.
Anyway, we'll talk about the Bonds thing. You know, I know exactly what went down, why he did it, you know, why they were doing it. You know, at the time, Kate, the stuff wasn't illegal in the majors. They weren't testing for it. You know, and these guys saw an edge. You might call it cheating, you know, but they weren't breaking the law, you know. And but when they went and lied about it in front of Congress, Palmero, him, you know, Clemens, that's breaking the law. Of course, Bill Clinton lied in front of a grand jury, too, and he got away with it. But anyways, hey, what I was going to tell you, Kate, was that, you know, a lot of times I seem pessimistic when I'm talking to you because I'm upset about things and your upset thing. But I appreciate the other night when, you know, you started asking questions, what would you do, America, to change, to cut the debt, you know? Because I don't think anybody in Congress has a damn clue on what to do. So maybe American people are going to have to call in Kate Delaney and some of these other talk shows and give ideas of things that we could cut, you know? Biggest problem with federal government, Kate, is there's $2 trillion in entitlements going on right now every year, and they promised too much money to too many people, okay? That's where the problem's at. And now you got to go back and you got to tell those people, hey, the money we promised you, you can't have all of that. We got to cut it back or we're not going to function as a government. It's not right, you know, but no, evidently nobody was keeping on tabs on how much these bills were going to cost down in the future. You know, and but one last thing I want to share with you, and I know I, you know, complain about Obama. I'm not happy he got elected, you know. But
sure.
Hey, it's a democracy, Kate. He won fair and square. He won by a landslide, okay?
Well, he did. He won. You're right. Absolutely. He won. That's why, you know what, it's done. That's why we say, if you don't like Obama, you know what to do. Exercise your right to vote. Get out there. Right. Do the grassroots thing. People say they don't like him, but then they don't even go vote or try to call their congresspeople about things they're upset with.
Yeah, and I, every there's not a day that goes by, hardly, Kate, that I don't hear somebody say something bad about Obama, and whether it's racist or whether it's just, you know, they hate his politics or what he's doing, driving the country in debt or in the bankruptcy or whatever, you know, Kate. But the man won the election fair and square, okay? Maybe there were some issues that should have been brought up, would have stopped him from winning. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing, Kate. I'm listening to your buddy down there, David, down there in Texas, okay? And he's talking about, well, if they go bankrupt, better than everybody else. It's kind of like saying, this guy next to you jumps off a cliff, hell, you might as well jump with him. When you go into Ford, let's use Ford, because you brought up Ford. They're building great cars right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Cost you $40,000, say, for a vehicle there. You don't got $40,000 in the bank. So you get a credit check. They say, hey, he's got good credit. He's got a job. We'll sell you this car. Sign the paper here. You're signing that paper saying, I'm going to pay you back, okay? That's your word saying, I'm going to pay you back, okay? Then all of a sudden, you're just going to sit there and go, oh, because the government's not paying their bills or they go bankrupt, I have the right to do it too? No, you don't.
I know, but here's
the
thing.
Maybe the government doesn't have any credibility. Okay?
Right, well, you know what?
An individual ought to.
You know what? What a note to end on. Thanks, Don. Here's the thing, though. I agree with David in the sense that it is ridiculous when you look around and these people who have made tons of money and has screwed up get bailed out and then get big bonuses. That's why you say, well, why shouldn't we get? Why can't somebody bail us out if we get into trouble? Normally we don't get into trouble, but if we are, how come we don't get bailed out like they get bailed out? That's what's not fair. But life isn't fair, is it?